Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Thursday, the 30th of September. Vaccination rates among Indigenous people are still lagging behind the overall rates across the country. According to data released by the Federal Department of Health yesterday, while approximately 63% of people aged 16 and over in New South Wales are fully vaccinated, that number drops to little over 47.5% for Indigenous people in the state, a drop of over 15%. Similarly, in Victoria, where they've recently crossed over the 50% double-dose vaccination rate, Victoria's Indigenous population is still yet to reach 40%, with a little over 39.5% fully vaccinated. The disparity in vaccination rates remains similar when looking at first-dose vaccination rates, both between the states and Australia as a whole, lagging by around 14 to 15%. On to case numbers, where in New South Wales there were 941 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night, and 6 deaths. The New South Wales government announced lockdown extensions and introductions for at least 20 regional LGAs, which you can find listed on our website in the New South Wales section of today's COVID update article. It was also confirmed that the Midwestern Regional, Hilltops and Walgett LGAs would have their stay-at-home orders lifted from tomorrow, Friday, October 1st, as scheduled, as will the Central Darling Shire Council, with the exceptions of Wilcannia and Menindee. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 43 new cases overnight, 12 in Oberon, 7 in Bourke, 6 in Cowra, 4 in Dubbo, 4 in Wellington, 3 in Bathurst, 3 in Walgett, 2 in Narromine, 1 in Mudgee, and 1 in Goolgong. The Far West recorded 3 new cases, all of which were in Broken Hill. On to Victoria, where there have been 1,438 new locally acquired cases recorded to midnight last night, bringing the state's total active cases to 11,018. There were also 5 deaths. Victoria's COVID-19 commander, Jerome Wymar, has directly blamed a third of the cases, or approximately 500, on people breaking rules around gatherings and attending AFL grand final parties. He's described it as a significant setback when it comes to reaching any sort of Freedom Day for the state. Regional Victoria had 46 new cases, including 12 in Mitchellshire, 6 in Moorabool, 5 in Shepparton, 4 in Warrnambool, and 2 in Latrobe. The locations of the remaining 17 cases are yet to be announced. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.